Greetings in the Lord Jesus Christ. Overcomers.ca. Expanse of the Kingdom of God. The Fountain of Water and the Three Worlds. Scripture. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might, be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation 7, verses 9 to 17. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Revelation 21:6. End Scriptures. Four visions. First vision. Openly displayed was the history of the world, rife with man doing evil upon man. And many were hurt and harmed by the murderous nature of evil men. Many lives were sorely destroyed by the harmful iniquity of both individual criminals and national criminals, which came of entire nations. When the Lord removed the evil with one stroke of his power, all that was negative this way in hateful evil and in causing harm to others was healed. The perpetrators of the various evils were brought into the schoolhouse of learning. The ones hurt by them, some were also brought into the schoolhouse of learning, while others were glorified in risen bodies. Either way, the evil of it all ceased to exist. And first vision. Second vision. Just prior to the manifestation of the sons of God, I saw that evil, sin, woe, deceptions and delusions of every sort, as well as the good things, the pure things, the wondrous things in this world, all were removed by a simple motion of God's Spirit. This was worldwide. Every nation was enveloped in this motion, including nations long since extinct, which laid in the dust of the earth. All of the realm of mankind had this removed from them in a moment of time by the working of God's Spirit in an instantaneous event. Then the manifestation of the sons of God happened, and they emerged in new eternal bodies. They took the nations and mankind into the schoolhouse of learning. But not just that. This is also marked the beginning of the age of peace and the millennial reign of Christ. And second vision. Third vision. Viewed the Lord upon the throne, and Jesus at the right hand of the Father. Behind Jesus was a large vessel, very large and big, like a large vessel one would store much inside. In the open temple writings, this vessel is the heavenly laver. This vessel was filled with the blood of Jesus. I saw the blood pour forth from the vessel as the blood was infinite in its flow. There was no end to the volume of the blood of Jesus in this large vessel. There was so much blood that it overflowed and streamed down upon the world of man and covered the entire world of man and all that was within it, including the good and the evil. And third vision. Fourth vision. I saw the Bible laid out upon the earth, and it was in three pieces. First, the piece all the way to the right. Second, the piece in the middle. And third, piece to the left. They were laid out on the earth as though they were colored sheets of gold, colors which denoted the Word and the text of the Word of God displayed therein. The first word incorporated ancient Israel, the prelude to the Jewish populace in this day. The second incorporated the age of the church, wherein they who walked in the baptism of Spirit abode in a body of light and glory. And the third was the government of the Ancient of Days, that government which falls upon the shoulder of the living resurrected Christ. Thus it was, all three were laid out upon the earth. And fourth vision. And visions. There are three distinct workings of the Spirit of the Lord in a progression which culminate in the fountain of the water of life. Each age has a manifest portion of this fount, culminating to a full portion in the age that now dawns. For the overcomer, the fount of the water of life is a welcome refreshing, a breeze of cool air on a hot day, a wondrous moisture on dry, parched skin, reeked upon by trial and tribulation. For an overcomer is a person who has not shirked their responsibility to follow the Lamb of God whithersoever he goes. They follow Jesus and Jesus alone. They follow on to the fullness of all Jesus endured and overcame, even the world itself. In all spaces and in all times, the fount of the water of life flows in the midst of the fires of judgment and tribulation. Father will make us one, just as Jesus prayed for it, after we have endured the test of this final hour. The Old Testament is the first part of the Scripture wherein we see the Lord in absolute sovereignty set out his law and ordinances unto a singular nation. This law was the standard raised that this nation, Israel, had to rise to. Out from all the other nations in the world in those days stood this nation as one being reckoned with God. They bore the pattern of both the Ark of the Covenant, brackets agreement, and of the tabernacle of God with men. Such was the first part of the Word of God. The New Testament Gospels and the Book of Acts brought forth understanding of belief, an actual verbal action and confession of they who trusted in and believed in Jesus the Christ, the only begotten Son of God. The New Testament Gospels and Acts of the Apostles were the second part of the great unfolding of God's plan. Singled out from all the world, the Christian during this time died to this world and all their life in it. They walked forward in the baptism by water, symbolizing death and burial with Christ, and they also walked forward in the font of water with never-ending abundant life in the Spirit and those who were thus exercised. For faith had to be concluded, and the walk of Spirit had to be accomplished in the second world. The marring of flesh had to be put off by faith and an adherence to share in the fellowship of sufferings had to measure the disciple in their daily walk. So the Lord moved in a group, a gathering of souls who were redeemed from the earth in their saved Christian life. But now, the third part of the Word of God is about to begin. Herein, we see the fulfillment of the book of Revelation and the prophecies of restoration from the early church. For the first world, that one where the Lord moved in Israel, pointed to the second world, they who would believe on Christ and live, but now on to the third. The first world had Israel as the focal point of God's dealings. The second world had the body of Christ, the living church, as the focal point of God's dealings. But now the third world incorporates all nations, those alive as well as those extinct, all of mankind since Adam in the Garden of Eden up to this present hour. No one exempt from the focus of the Ancient of Days in this final world and third part of the Word of God. It is in the third world that three distinct things will happen. First, all nations will be the focal point of God. No soul will be excluded from his holy focus. All nations, right back to the driving of Adam and Eve out of Eden, will be his focal point. The second thing that will happen is that all the nations who lacked the full measure of the Lord during the second world or the age of the church will be put in what I term the little red schoolhouse of learning, like a prairie schoolhouse built in the middle of nowhere, painted red so everyone can see it and find it. These will be in education mode, and it will be all nations. And the third thing that will happen is rather spectacular. In the first two worlds, we had God focus on Israel in the Old Testament and the body of Christ in the New Testament. But in the third world, it will be the government of God over all nations alive or extinct. Right now, the overcomers are being trained to be a part of God's governing body. Go look in the mirror, you mired by flesh and blood, and confess that you are being readied to be part of the government of God. That is your final place. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.